الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد، أهل الثناء والمجد، أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك العبد، اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا محمد المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، العلماء بالإسلام، some of them when writing books or sections in their books about akhlaq and al-adab, about character and behavior, they would say, is the akhlaq of this one or the akhlaq of this or that one? Is the akhlaq of the faqir, the akhlaq of the muhaddith? Is there anything other than the adab and the akhlaq of the rest of the Muslims? Meaning that those people that they have been ordered to have the akhlaq that the rest of the people have been ordered to have. And so when we speak about this issue that I was requested to speak about in the place of our brother Hassan Hafidhullah, who had to leave early, which is how to deal with women, or what is the treatment of women عند السلف, in the view of the Salaf, then we say that their treatment and the akhlaq that one is to have with the woman, that it is, in general, it is the akhlaq and the adab of the Muslims, how the Muslim, he should behave with other people, how he should behave towards his neighbors, and how he should behave with his co-workers, and how he should behave with the people in general, the type of akhlaq that he should have from himself to another person, and the etiquettes that should be demonstrated from him to another person, is something that is not exclusive outside of the home. And this is because, wallahu al-musta'an, sometimes a person, he may treat those that are foreign to him or unknown to him, that he will treat them in a way that is better than he will treat those that are close to him. To the point that some of them, they used to say about such a person, that that person is like an ostrich when he is with the enemy, but he is like a lion with us. وَلَا بِئْسَ الْخَصْلَتَيْنِ, and the most horrible two character traits that you could have is al-kibr and al-jubn, is to be arrogant and to be cowardly. And so what compels some people to behave in such a way with those that are not close to them, those that are unknown to them, it isn't fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather it is cowardice, that they behave in that way because of cowardice. But at the same time, those that they should show the best treatment to, that they show arrogance towards them. Wallahu al-musta'an. And so the akhlaq that should be demonstrated and utilized, and the adab and the etiquette that should be shown towards the closest person to a human being in proximity who is his wife, then it should be upon a level of Islamic akhlaq and Islamic adab, upon a mustawa that is rafi' jiddan, that is very, very high. He should treat his wife, and I should treat my wife, and you should treat your wife in a way that makes her realize that she is the most beloved of people to you after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is the most beloved of people to you that you come across. As the Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi, as he says in his book, Al-Riyadhu al-Nadhira, that the person with husnul khuluq, yuhibbuhu a'da'uhu, that the person who has good character, then he is loved by his enemies. And the person with su'ul khuluq, with bad character, yafirru minhu awladuhu, his children run away from him. His wife, she runs away from him. Those that are the closest of people to that person are afraid of them and don't trust him. And so, today we wanted to mention some guidelines that in general pertain to how a Muslim should deal with others, and how these guidelines apply to how a Muslim should deal with his wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and deal with them in a way that is ma'roof, and deal with them in a way that is good. And he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِمْسَاكٌ بِمَعْرُوفِ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ, about the one who wants to divorce his wife, when he takes her back, that the person that he holds onto his wife in a state of ma'roof. And the scholars of tafsir, the mufassirun, they say, A, bi husn al-ushra, that he maintains a good relationship with her, that he takes her back so that he could treat her good. ولا بقصد الضر, ولا بقصد الإضرار, that he doesn't take her back with the intention to, that he's taken her back for the intention to harm her, intiqaman, he takes her back to get revenge. It wasn't good enough, that fight that led to the divorce. You felt like she got over on you, and so you take her back to get even some more. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he ordered that you take her back, be ma'roof, in a way that is good, so that you could deal with her and have a good relationship with her. Or you release her, bi ihsan, in a way that is good. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Fima rawahu al-shaykhan rahimuhum Allah, as was reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, and Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, and the authority of Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, astawsu bin nisa'i khayra, he said, I advise you with good as regards a woman, meaning that you deal with the woman in a way that entails rifq, as Ibn al-Hajr al-Asqalani mentioned in Fathul Bari, that you deal with her in a way that entails gentleness and kindness. I advise you with good as regards a woman. فَإِنَّهُنَّ خُلِقْنَا مِنْ ضِلَعٍ, because the woman, they were created from a rib. وَإِنَّ أَعْوَجَ مَا فِي ضِلَعٍ أَعْلَاهَا, and the most crooked part of the rib is the highest part. فَاسْتَوْسُ بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا, so I advise you with goodness as regards the woman. So he began the statement sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that advice, and he gave the reason in the middle of the statement sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the end of the statement he closed the statement with the same advice. As he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, he said, bu'ithu bi jawami' al-kalim, that I have been sent with the conciseness of speech, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I have been sent in one wording with the conciseness of speech. I have been sent with, he said in another narration, bu'ithu bi fawatih al-kalim wa jawami'i wa khawatimih, that I have been sent with the best way to open up speech and the best way to gather the speech and the best way to close the speech, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that hadith is hasan, as was graded by a Shaykh Nasir in Al-Jami al-Saghir. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he opened up this advice, advising with rifq, with the woman. And then saying why that is, as the ulama, they say, because annahunna qasirat, because they have shortcomings, because they are deficient, muqassirat, and they have shortcomings. They are deficient, and they have shortcomings. And so the man, he should be upon the highest level of goodness. He should be kamil as regards his akhlaq. And he should be a person who is trying to impart that to those that he is around. And the most deserving of those that he is around are those that are closest to him. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised with this kindness to the woman. And he stated the reason. And he closed with that advice. And has come a narration where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said as regards that kindness, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِأَهْلِ بَيْتٍ خَيْرًا أَدْخَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّفْقَ, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants good for the people of a household, and he will cause a rifq, he will cause kindness and gentleness to enter into their household. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants goodness and when he wants goodness for their household, then he will cause kindness to enter their household. And that kindness, it will take over the people in their household. The way that the person will speak to his wife will be kind. And it will have an effect. As they say, as-sahibu sahibu, that the companion, the sahib, is a sahib. He is the one, he pulls you in. And so if a person, if they are confrontational, then those that they are confrontational towards may soon become confrontational. If a person is argumentative, he had a wife, she had some haya when he married her, she was shy, she didn't have that in her nature, but because of the way that he dealt with her over the years, she became combative with him. She became argumentative with him. She became from those who wants to win the screaming match. Who can scream louder and longer and harder? And we all know the answer. Barakallahu fikum. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised with kindness. And kindness is something that applies to everything. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ, that rifq, that kindness and gentleness, is never in a thing except that it beautifies it, and is never taken from a thing except that it uglifies it. As some of the Arab, they used to say, لِأَنْ تَكُونْ كَلِمَتُكَ لَيِّنَا وَوَجْهُكَ مُنْبَسِطْ تَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَى النَّاسِ مِمَنْ يُعْطِيهِمْ عَطَاءً, that your statement be kind, that the way that you speak be kind, and that your face be friendly, will make you more loved to the people than the one who gives them from his wealth. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised with goodness as regards the woman. And so in general, how one is to behave with others, and in this case, particularly with his wife, that there are general guidelines that are laid out by Islam as regards how one behaves towards them, meaning as regards what he is doing towards them, and how one behaves with them as regards how they are dealing with him. So there are two things. What comes from you, how do you treat her as regards what is coming from you as from statements and actions and behavior, and how you are to behave with her as regards how she is treating you. These are two things. Treatment, mu'amalat, dealings with people. It's a two-sided thing. How you deal with them as regards what you are, what is emanating from you going towards them, and how you deal with them as regards reacting what is coming from them towards you. And so the ulama, they have two statements, and one applies to each of these two things. One of them, each of these statements applies to each of these things. That there is one statement for the first thing and one statement for another thing. And they say that all of akhlaq can be found in this statement. And some of the ulama, they say that all of akhlaq is found in the other statement. And the way to bring that together is what we mentioned. That the akhlaq that is coming from you to the person is the first statement. And the akhlaq that is how you respond to the way that they are dealing with you is another statement. And so, as regards how one responds, first and foremost, to the way that he is being treated, or to the actions that are being done by a person, that he is addressing those actions with his actions. The ulama, they say that أَجْمَعُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي ذَلِكَ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. That the most concisive and inclusive and comprehensive thing that has come about that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, خُذ الْعَفُ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, take to pardoning and order with what is good and turn away from the jahileen. And turn away from the jahileen. As for the statement, and take the pardoning, the Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says, أَمَا مَنْ كَانَ إِذَا جَاءَهُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِهِ وَمُعَامِلِهِ وَنَحْوِهِمْ سَيِّئَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ أَهْدَرَ بِيهَا مَا سَبَقَهَا مِنَ الْمَحَاسِنِ فهذا من أعظم الحمق وقلة الوفاء وعدم الإنصاف. The Shaykh, he said that as for when one thing that is disliked, the one act that is ill treatment, an act of ill treatment comes from a person's companion or comes from one that a person is interacting with, or anyone that is like them, whether that be his wife, whether that be his child, whether that be his friend, whether that be his parent. He said that when that occurs, that when ill treatment comes from a person, and a person in reaction to that, that he totally wipes out and totally disacknowledges everything of good that has come in the past from that person. Like the statement of the woman, that she sees one thing from her husband that she doesn't like. She says, by Allah, I've never seen any good in you. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about them. One of the ulama of Yemen, the Shaykh Muhammad al-Wasabi, hafidhuhullahu wa ra'ah, he said, as was likewise said by the Shaykh Muhammad al-Imam in a lecture that he gave, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that statement about the woman because it occurs more from the woman than the men. He said, but this doesn't mean that it doesn't happen from the men. That they see one thing that they dislike from the spouse. And they say that we haven't seen any good from you. They disacknowledge everything. They disacknowledge that dinner they just ate and them dishes that she washed with them children that she dressed while he was wearing the clothes that she washed. He disacknowledged everything because of one statement or one thing that she did that he disliked. Because her tongue was sharp. Or because he didn't like the way that she responded to something that he said, a suggestion that he had. Or she didn't rush to do what he wanted in a good way. Or his food wasn't prepared quickly enough. The Salaf, they used to say, بِئْسَ مَا يَكُونُ لِلْمَرْءِ أَنْ يَكُونَ ضَيْفًا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ الدَّهْرِ. That the worst thing that a man can have that he can be described with is that he is a ضَيْف, is that he is a guest to his family all of the time. He expects for his family to be like a servant, serving him hand and foot. His clothes, they have to be pressed. They have to be washed. He has to have 3 meals a day. As though his wife has nothing to do. As though she's not tired and them children haven't run her crazy. He's a guest in his home. They've been married 20 years. He's a king. But she wishes that she could be a queen. He's a king. He gets the service. But the service isn't reciprocated in the same way. As Aisha radiallahu anha, as she was asked about the action of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he do during his day? She said radiallahu anha, that he used to be in the service of his family. He used to be in the service of his family. As the writer of the book Minhaj al-Qasideen, the Muqtasar of Minhaj al-Qasideen, Ahmed ibn Qudam, as he mentioned, that from the masalih, that from the good aspects of a zawaj of marriage, is that it's difficult for one person to do the chores of the house, from the cleaning of the house and the cleaning of the dishes and the cleaning of the clothing. And so when there's another adult that comes into the equation who can help with those responsibilities that lightens for one spouse those difficulties. And so the person that he disacknowledges, what has come from his family, the Shaykh, he said, فَهَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْحُمْقِ وَقِلَّةِ الْوَفَاءِ وَعَدْمِ الْإِنصَافِ. That this is from, that the person that he sees one thing that he dislikes, and that causes him to disavow and disacknowledge everything that came of kindness before that. He said, this is from the most tremendous of stupidity. And this is from a lack of wafa, of loyalty. And from a lack, and this is from him having very little loyalty and from having a lack of objectivity. He said, وَمَنْ كَانَ بِهَذَا الْوَصْفِ فَهُوَ أَبْعَدُ النَّاسِ مِنْ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. And whoever is like that, then they are the farthest of the people from good character. وَالْمَقْصُودُ عَنَ الْمُعَامَلَةِ بين المختلطين والمرتبطين بحق من الحقوق إذا بنيت على قوله خذ العفو فوطن العبد نفسه على أخذ المناف وصفح عن ضده أوصلت صاحبه إلى كل خير وسلم بها من شرور كثيرة. He said, and the point here, he said, may Allah have mercy upon him, is that dealings between two people who mix and mingle with one another, and two people of irtibat, who have a connection with one another, as regards any right that is due from one of them to another, that when it is built upon the statement of Allah, then take to pardoning. And this is verse 199 of Surah Al-A'raf, that when it is built upon that, and the slave of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he disciplines and he trains and cultivates himself upon taking fast to those benefits, what benefit he receives from that person, and to pardoning what is opposite to that, that when the person behaves like that, that such behavior will cause a person who has incorporated it and the person who is adorned with it and the person who has it, that it will cause that person to reach every good, and it will cause the person to be saved from many, many shurur, from many harmful things. For many shurur, the ulama, they say, ash-sharru fil lugha al-alam. Shurur, ash-shar in the Arabic language is pain. They will be saved from many evils, from many painful things, from the pain of having weekly visitations with his children, or his wife having weekly visitations with his children, from the pain of the khula', or the pain of the talaq, or the pain of the one that was a person close to his heart, being far away from him, being with another man, maybe a brother he didn't even like. He doesn't like that brother doesn't like him. And he's saved from many pains, many harms, on account of having husnul khuluq. He said, وَإِذَا بُيِّنَتْ عَلَى الْإِسْتِسْقَىٰ وَطَلَبِ جَمِيعَ الْحَقِّ مُسْتَوْفِي حَصَلَ النَّقْصُ وَالْخَلَلُ. And when his dealings with others are built upon al-istisqa, upon his wanting everything now, his going to the utmost limit and seeking all of his rights in full, then deficiency will occur and there will be a void. Deficiency will occur and there will be a void. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُتَفِّفِينَ. Woe be to the mutaffifin. As the Shaykh Uthaymeen, he said that the mutaffif, that he is not just a person that when he is doing business, that he is, as the verse described, that they are those yastawfoon, that they are those that they want everything in full, that they want everything in full. And when they weigh and they measure for others, they fall short. That just doesn't apply to trade, but it applies to the person with his child. He expects something, but he's not giving. He expects something from his wife, and he's not giving that in return. He expects his right in full. He's not giving the rights in full. We find that some of the hardest brothers, billahi alaykum, some of the hardest brothers with their wives are those brothers whose wives are on Section 8 and welfare and food stamps and Medicaid, and he's not doing anything for his wife. And he tells her where she can go and where she can't go, what she could do, what she can't do, who she could talk to, who she can't talk to. It's difficult upon the woman, harsh with the woman, mean to the woman. He's not doing anything for her. He's living in her house, eating the house that her food stamps bought. And he behaves like that. Ajaib, most astonishing of things. And this is a reality that is witnessed with brothers all across the board in many places. Wallahu musta'an. And we say to those brothers, ittaqillah, wala takun mutaffif, wala takun mutaffifa. And don't be a person who is mutaffif. Have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You expect that she obeys you as though she is your right-hand possession. But you are doing nothing for her. You have every excuse why you can't get a job. You have every excuse why you can't live up to your responsibilities. It's the kuffar's fault. It's the white people's fault. It's these people's fault. It's those people's fault. I have a record. You did the crime. I have a hard time with those people telling me what to do. I have a hard time getting to the job. I don't have a car. I don't have this. I don't have that. He's not doing anything. He has a'adhar kathira, many, many, many excuses. He has excuses from here to China. But he says, لِمَ فَعَلْتِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Why did you say such and such? Why did you do such and such? Why didn't you do such and such? That no excuse is good enough. And so, this is from the most important of matters as regards how one deals with one's wife, as the author, or the compiler rather, of Minhaj al-Qasidin, a book that has some good statements in it, despite the fact that the asl of the book, it came from one of the books of Ghazali. In the section that he wrote about akhlaq, one of the scholars of the people of Sunnah, they took those statements and they purged them from that which had no benefit so that the benefit that can be found remained. He said a beautiful statement in his book. He said, Husnul khuluq ma'a zawja, that the having good character with your wife is that you prevent her, or that you prevent al-adha from her. That you prevent any abuse, whether it's physical abuse, mental abuse, any type of abuse, verbal abuse, that you prevent al-adha from her. And that you are patient with her other. That you prevent any abuse from her, but you are patient from her abuses. He said, this is the meaning of having good character with your wife. You spare her from harm, and you are patient with her harm. Because even if she's the best of women, she has some deficiencies, and we all have deficiencies. And she has shortcomings, and we all have shortcomings. As for the second thing, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and order with the good. Then as regards what you see from the actions of the people, that you want them to be upon a level that is better, just as you want yourself to be upon a level that is better and a level that is higher. As some of the ulama, they said, التَشْجِيعُ مَسْعُولِيَةُ الْجَمِيعِ, that encouragement is the responsibility of every single person. And so he encourages his wife. He encourages his wife. And likewise, she should encourage her husband. He encourages his wife, not just with his statements, saying it would be better if you, you know, put on better clothes. His clothes are wrinkled, and they have sweat stains in them. But he encourages her as regards what is most important, which is her religion. The Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi said as regards this statement, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and order with that which is good. He said, أَيْ لِيَكُنْ أَمْرُكَ لِغَيْرِكَ مَوْصُوفًا بِوَصْفَيْنِ. He said, meaning that you're letting your ordering other people have two quality traits that it is described with. أَحَدُهُمَا, the first of those quality traits, أَنْ يَكُونَ بِرِفْقٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ وَأَقْرَبِ طَرِيقٍ يُوصِلُ إِلَى هَذَا الْمَقْصُودِ وَذَلِكَ يَخْتَلِفُ بِاخْتِلَافِ الْعُرْفِ. He mentions three general things here. Firstly, that his ordering her has firstly a rifq, that it has kindness, that he orders her with, that he orders her, and that his, what he says to her is done with kindness. He doesn't scream at her, screaming ayat from the Quran, hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like he's giving the khutbah, the people that at the other building in the apartment complex can hear him. But he says it in a kind way, with soft speech, and he does it with wisdom. With wisdom, tadarruj, yabda bil aham fal aham, begins with what is most important and what is next important. He knows that just as he can't change everything in one day about himself, that she can't change everything about herself in one day. Just as he needs a lot of work, she needs a lot of work. He uses wisdom. As the ulama, they said that wisdom is fi'lu ma yanbaghi kama yanbaghi fil waqt alladhi yanbaghi. It's to do what should be done in a way that should be done at the time that it should be done. The ulama, they said this requires from the person that they have, firstly, they have knowledge about what must be done. They know the good from the evil. That secondly, in the way that it should be done, as the Shaykh mentioned, with rifq. Rifq is from wisdom. They do it with kindness, when kindness is what is best. And they use shidda, if shidda is best. Harshness, if harshness is best. Some of the salaf, many of the salaf, there are beautiful statements from the salaf. And they were compiled by the Shaykh Salim al-Ajami, Hafidhu Allah Ta'ala, in a book that he wrote about al-mu'ataba, about checking your brother, dealing with your brother with itab. You have to check people sometimes. You have to chastise a person at some times. As he said, the salaf, they used to say al-mu'ataba, that mu'ataba is the ruh of al-ukhuwa. That mu'ataba, that this type of thing, if it is done in the proper way, according to the guidance of the salaf, according to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it's done in the proper way, that it is a soul of brotherhood. That it is a necessary thing to have. Saraha. That a person can speak directly, saying what he needs to say, getting his point across. Not being completely prevented by the feelings of the other person from saying what needs to be said. This is something that is absolutely necessary. So he does what should be done in a way that should be done. And the asl is rifq. The basic foundation is that a person is gentle. And if shidda is necessary, then shidda is employed. At the time that it should be done, as we said with tadarruj, taking things step by step. Step by step. She just became a Muslim. She just started to cover her head. You wanted to wear the niqab and a screen and gloves and everything in one day. It can't be blue, it can't be brown, it has to be black. All in one day. Step by step. Little by little. Teach her her aqidah first. She was raised upon the television like you was raised upon the television. And you expect her to leave all of that. You're taking everything away and you're not replacing it with anything. You didn't put anything in its place. As Ibn Qayyim, he said that as regards the nafs and every limb of a person's body, that if he doesn't busy it with the good, شَغَلَتْهُ نَفْسُهُ بِالشَّرِّ, his soul will busy him with the evil. And so, you can't just take the bad away and nothing be in its place. It's impossible. It's impossible. They're doing it for you. They're not doing it for Allah. Ibn Qayyim, he said in his book Al-Fawa'id, that if, when you see the people upon sins and disobedience, and you see them following behind the dunya, then struggle to the best of your effort and strive to the best of your ability to make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be loved to them. Make sure they know about their Lord tabaraka wa ta'ala, about the blessings of their Lord, about the beauty of their Lord, the names and the attributes of their Lord tabaraka wa ta'ala. They don't know anything about their Lord. Why they should obey him. What is his reward and what is his punishment? What is his jannah and what is his nar? Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, when a man, he came to her and he said, Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, O mother of the believers, what is the best type of burial shroud? And she said, Wa ma yadhurruk? And how could that ever harm you? Meaning, how could that benefit? How could that harm you? what type of fabric the burial shroud is made of. He came, he was Iraqi, he came all the way from Iraq to ask a question. So the Umm al-Mu'mineen, she said, وَمَا يَضُرُّكُ? What does that have to do with you? How could that harm you? How could that benefit you? And then he said, يَا أُمَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَرِينِي مُصْحَفَكُ. Show me your mushaf. Because the mushaf now is غَيْرُ مُرَتَّبُ. It's not put together. It was before the time of Uthman when the mushaf was put together. He said, let me see your mushaf. Because the Quran is recited without any particular order of the surah. So let me see your mushaf. She said, وَمَا يَضُرُّكُ? How could that benefit you? How could that harm you? She said. She said the first thing that was revealed from the Quran were some verses about the Jannah and the Nar. While I was a Jariya, Al-Ab, while I was a young girl playing with my toys, playing with the other little girls, while I was still a little girl in Mecca, some verses she said about the paradise and the hellfire. That was the first that came down. The people, connecting the people to who is their Lord. What is his reward? What is his punishment? She said, and if the first thing that had came down was, La tushrib al-khamr, don't drink the khamr. The people, they would have said, Lan nada al-khamr, that we would never stop drinking the khamr. If that was the first thing that had come down in Mecca, the people, they would have said, we would never stop drinking khamr.